Hi, you're listening to Savor on the Jefferson Exchange. I'm your host, Will Smith. This is where we talk about food, and I like to keep things local. And in that vein, my guest today is Courtney Gavilanes, owner of Kind Cuisine here in Ashland, correct?
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
So welcome.
Thank you.
You are a native, essentially.
I am, yeah. I'm from Ashland. I grew up here.
And Ashland High School.
And from Ashland High School. Graduated.
So what is sort of your background in food?
I've just always loved food since I was a kid. It has always been something I wanted to do. When I was 5, I said I wanted to be a chef. And from there on, I just gravitated towards it and always wanted to read books and all of the things. In high school, I got, you know, really into it and went to a culinary school after I graduated high school and went from there.
The thing I really enjoy about it is the fact that it's a topic that you never get to know all of it.
Mm-hmm.
There's always something more that you can kind of get interested in, and
right.
or a different culture. I know your mom's from Belize and your dad's from?
From here, from the
from
States.
Here. Mm-hmm. How did that kind of involve your interest in cooking?
Right.
I bet a lot.
Well, it did, yeah. I mean, regionally, the States has so many different cuisines just based on, you know, different areas of our country here. But also being half Belizean, you learn about, you know, all different kinds of cultures. And Belize specifically, you learn about different parts of the Belizean culture because there's Latino culture, there's Mayan, there's Caribbean culture. All of that has an impact on different cuisines and the way we eat food. And
right.
Uh-huh.
And your mom and dad both cooks themselves?
They've cooked for my family, yes.
Uh-huh. Right?
Yeah.
Well, I always think there's always some familial connection, mm-hmm. I think, with people who are interested in food.
Yeah. Food is really love. I mean, and so many of us, specifically Latinos, we show love through food.
Sure.
And many, many cultures are like that. You know, if when somebody arrives at your home, the first thing you say is, did you eat? And if they didn't, let me make you something.
Right.
You know?
I love that. My grandmother was that way.
Yeah.
So as far as your sort of introduction, you had that familial connection, but mm-hmm. how did you go on to study?
Well, after I graduated here at Ashland High School,
uh-huh.
I went to the Culinary Institute of America in Hyde Park, New York.
Amazing.
And I did 4 years there. I have an associate's degree in culinary arts and also a bachelor's degree in hospitality management.
Super.
And then after that, I moved to New York City and worked at the Museum of Modern Art as the operations manager for the restaurants inside of the museum.
That is a huge job.
You know, I worked up my way there. I was started as a reservationist
as the
restaurant.
And even better.
Yeah, little by little.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that's a big operation there.
Yeah, it was so fun. I was so lucky. You know, I don't think I appreciated it as much as I should have now that I'm not there. But.
Right. And so then how did you finish up your years in New York City and decide to move home?
Well, I wanted to settle back home.
Sure.
The city's wonderful, and I loved being there.
No, but we have that connection.
Yeah, but it's a completely different way of life. And I'm a mountain girl. I need the mountains and the fresh air and the trees and the connection with the earth over here.
Yeah, that's so great.
Mm-hmm.
That is true. That is the, you know, I spent a lot of time out in Amagansett, which sort of gave me that that nature stuff. To be on a beach with deer and woods was pretty spectacular for me.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I always felt that the people who really stay in New York for a long time, they do have to have an outlet to get out.
Some of us just need it for our soul.
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
So what year did you come back to the area?
I came back to Ashland in 2015.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And I worked in Medford as a catering manager.
Uh-huh.
And then I had my.
And I'm just thinking about that segue from MoMA to Medford operation.
Yeah, it was definitely a big culture shock.
I bet.
Very, very different way of life.
Yes.
Yeah. Uh huh. And just on a smaller scale.
Right.
Uh-huh.
No, you know, home is where you make it.
Yeah. So true. So true.
So this idea of Kind Cuisine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just have I've always loved, you know, food and making it and learning about it and being submersed in it. But my passion really evolved from cooking to making people happy through food.
Sure.
And hospitality, really. So after I had my first son, I really wanted to, you know, contribute to our area and our town and our society and the world, and also be a mom, but also a person. And so Kind Cuisine came about.
I love hearing about these business ideas that really you're creating it for your sort of lifestyle. Mm-hmm. What's important for you, you know, having that time with your children, or and then also, you know, you don't have to work six nights a week in a restaurant. There are other ways to make a living.
Yeah, it's so true. And the grind of the restaurant is really wearing on you.
Completely.
And it's really hard to have like a normal functioning life and do that as well.
Sure.
As a parent.
Is there a certain type of food that you sort of gravitate to more than another?
You know, people ask me that all the time, and it's so hard to answer. I think one of the things I love about food is like learning about the different cultures, and, you know, I love celebrating other cultures through food.
It's like a great doorway to walk through.
Yeah, but I really love like Asian cultures and Asian cuisines, also Latin cultures and Latin cuisines. I feel like, I don't know, like Mexican food is like one of the best cuisines. There's so much to learn, and there's so much even Asian influence in Mexican cuisine and in a lot of different parts of South America too. So,
I love that. Mm-hmm. Some of my greatest, you know, travel experiences, they're all food related or food centric.
Yeah.
It kind of slows you down and it's a multi-sensory. Mm-hmm. I love an unhurried meal, which I think in this country people aren't that familiar with. You want to turn the table, whereas in, you know, in Europe and other places, they're in no hurry for you to leave.
I'm not familiar with that. I only know people who like to sit and enjoy meals.
Yeah. I love that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, I travel for the culture and the experiences, but more than that, for the cuisine, honestly. Like, I love learning about it. And I love experiencing it so much.
You're listening to Savor on Jefferson Exchange. I'm Will Smith, your host, and my guest is Courtney Gavilanes, owner of Kind Cuisine. So let's get down to business now.
Sure, yeah.
So when did you start Kind Cuisine?
Started in 2022. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. My second son had just turned one, and I just knew that it was time. I knew that it was time to get going, and it's definitely scary to start a new business, especially something that's kind of it's not really done, or at least around here.
And that was a scary year.
Yeah, it was a really scary year.
After the change of the world.
Right. And I had been working at a local restaurant here, and I really saw how people really crave hospitality and really crave, you know, the need to be taken – they have the need to be taken care of.
Sure.
And I just love the idea of bringing hospitality to their homes through food.
Yeah, I think it's a really wise thing. You know, restaurants, for the most part – they're very expensive right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's something really nice about if you're an older couple and don't want to really go out late at night, or if you have a family and you want maybe some help in the kitchen, or if you just want to have an evening off at you know, Big Mac meals are now like $12.
Are they?
So, which is to me, it's like mind-blowing. But to actually be able to choose... Mm-hmm. And have someone like yourself create a meal and then have it delivered to your home, I think is an amazing thing.
Yeah, I had a very wise businesswoman tell me that the successful businesses meet a need and fulfill a need. And I saw a need and see a need for people to have delicious, well-made meals prepared with hospitality and love and delivered to their door, and they can reheat it and eat it when they want it.
And, you know, the fact that you're doing that, it is to me a step above a restaurant, really.
Mm.
You're not using all the shortcuts that, you know, restaurants have in order to be successful. You're actually doing home cooked meals.
Well, it's all definitely all scratch made, that's for sure.
Right.
Yeah, prepared in a commercial kitchen in a large format, the same way a restaurant would. You know, you make, you know, we're making 70 portions of something, you make it all at once, big batches. But it's all, you know, everything's made. Every little onion is chopped, every stock is made in a normal French way, you know.
And so how does it work?
Yes. Okay. So
it's kindcuisine.org, everyone.
Kindcuisine.org. Every week I publish a new menu. Mm-hmm. It's 4 to 5 different options, usually 3 or 4 entrees plus a soup, sometimes a dessert. And each item is of a different culture. So there's usually like an Italian, a Latin inspired, American. Like I try to take something from all different cultures. And
that makes it fun for you too.
It makes it so much fun. I love that part. I really love that part. And I also, I'm not the kind of person that can eat the same meal all day, all week long.
Sure.
You know? So I like the idea of people being able to be like, hey, we're having spaghetti bolognese on Tuesday. And then on Wednesday, we're having carnitas. And on Thursday, we're having chicken piccata. You know?
So great.
And then I publish a menu on Sundays. I send out an email blast to all of my subscribers. Subscribing just means that you receive my emails. There's no
membership.
There's no membership. There's no paid anything. It just means that you get my emails to your email box.
Right.
And then they have until Wednesday at midnight to order.
And when do they receive that?
And then they receive it the following Monday.
Okay.
I prepare it over the weekend, and it's delivered to their homes in Ashland and Talent. Uh-huh. On the following Monday.
And during our big cold snap, mm-hmm. I heard you were out there on the streets.
Oh, my goodness.
Getting people their meals.
Our delivery drivers were hiking up Morton.
I bet.
Hiking up people's driveways, carrying our delivery bags. Yeah. I mean, we do what we need to do to get people their food and things they purchased it. So we want to make sure they get what they need.
So great. I just think it's a great idea.
Thank you.
And it sort of helps all these different people in these different categories.
Yeah. I would say that one of my biggest motivators is that this service helps people when and where they need it. There's weeks where, you know, you have guests.
Oh, or life happens.
Or maybe the menu isn't something you'd like that week. And then so don't order. But there are some weeks that you'd love to have a meal every night of the week, or you need something for lunch, or it's there for you when you need it. And I love that flexibility.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not only for the customer, but also for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, I like it for myself too, but taking care of people is so important to me. And meeting their needs is honestly like one of the biggest motivators of the business. And I like to think it's what has kept it successful, is meeting people where they are and fulfilling a need that they have.
Oh, it's a beautiful thing. So I urge everybody to get on your computers or your smartphones and look up www.kindcuisine.org. The recipes come out each Sunday.
Every Sunday, yeah.
And take your time. And you also have your past menus up there as
well. There's a couple examples of things that have been in the past, so people just can get an idea of the type of foods that we offer.
I did have a question.
Yeah.
How do things arrive?
Everything's chilled. So once I prepare the items, it's all chilled in a food safe way, mm-hmm. in reheatable containers that are oven proof and oven safe.
Right.
And so when it's arrived, it's been maintained at 40 degrees. It goes straight into your fridge with heating instructions.
Very nice.
And then when you're ready, you preheat your oven, follow the heating instructions. Sometimes for example, the soup is on the stovetop, but everything else is in the oven. Preheat your oven and bake it and then enjoy it. All the containers we use are recyclable or compostable. Uh-huh. And so there's no plastic or anything like that.
And you're doing soup in glass?
In glass jars.
Yeah, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the
just
best.
Mason jars, right. Yeah.
So good. So I urge everybody to take a peek at Courtney's hard work.
Yeah,
I certainly have enjoyed having you as a guest. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today. You have been listening to Savor on the Jefferson Exchange. My name is Will Smith. You can find us at jx.org or on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. I hope everybody eats well. Thank you, Courtney.
Thank you.